Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Michael Henderson joins us now, director of the Public Policy Research Lab, Manship School of Mass Communication at LSU. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you. Tell me about early voting in the state, and what indications do we have?
Well, I mean, the early voting's up relative to the primary. In fact, it's high just compared to all the elections we've had since we've adopted early voting about 12 years ago. It's the second highest number of early votes we've ever had, trailing only the last presidential election in the state. And, you know, a lot of folks are looking at the makeup of the early vote for the runoff. And the one thing that people really seem to be commenting on is the share of early votes that were cast by Black Louisiana voters, which are a strong Democratic constituency. So folks are looking at that and saying, hey, that's got to be good news for John Bel Edwards.
Is that around the state or just in Orleans Parish?
That's around the state. I mean, you definitely, if you're looking for where those increases are happening, they're biggest, they're going to be in your urban areas like Orleans and East Baton Rouge. But overall, across the state, it's about a third of all ballots. All early vote ballots are cast by African-American voters.
How do they assemble that information? Do you have to indicate race when you register to vote?
That's correct. In the state of Louisiana, you when you register to vote, they record race, the party you choose to register with, if you choose to register with a party, your gender. The race part goes back to a provision in the 1965 Federal Voting Rights Act, where southern states like Louisiana were required to track registration by race to make sure they were complying with federal laws and avoiding discrimination. And so it's a legacy of that law that still exists in many southern states like Louisiana.
Does it seem like an anachronism now?
You know, I don't know. I mean, as far as policy, I can't really say. I can tell you, as someone who likes to have data, mm-hmm. It's great for me because then I get to see, you know, breakout votes by race, by partisanship, and it's useful for analyzing the votes because that is a constituency that is very, very heavily Democratic, and so we've got a good sense of, you know, getting a sense of. So the two things you can look at, you know, registration overall is a weak predictor in Louisiana just because there's still plenty of people, not as many as there used to be, but there's still plenty of people who are registered as Democrats who really haven't voted for a Democrat since before Ronald Reagan in Louisiana. But your African-American voters, you know, if all you know is it's an African-American voter, you've got a pretty good guess about how they voted. And likewise for voters who are white voters who are registered Republicans, they almost always vote for Republicans. So when you get to look at those two groups, you've got a good sense of how a good share of the electorate's already broken out. And then you're really just trying to piece together the rest of it.
When we come back, I'd like to ask you about how do you determine if this is excitement over the race or people embracing early voting. Our guest, Dr. Michael Henderson, director of the Public Policy Research Lab, Manship School of Mass Communications at LSU. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Michael Henderson, director of the Public Policy Research Lab, Manship School of Mass Communication at LSU. So, Professor, the high rate of early voting, do you think that lends itself more to people embracing the process of early voting, being able to do it, the opportunity, or because of the race, the heated race, and as it relates to governor, maybe some other down ballot races, or is there any way you can tell?
It's probably both, but that's what makes it really difficult and really why people should do less of this, less of trying to predict election day based on the early vote, mm-hmm. because Louisianians are still essentially learning to vote early. So in the primary, 28% of ballots, total ballots in the election were cast early, and that's the highest percentage on record, and that's steadily climbed since, you know, 2007. So a big part of the, or at least a significant part of this increase is just more people who were voting anyway are now voting early. Now, that's a long-term trend that makes it problematic to compare, you know, one election year to another to see how much does the change in early vote matter for, say, turnout or for who wins. You might think you're on a little bit better footing when you're comparing within a single election from primary to runoff, but even there, it's pretty problematic. We've only had six statewide races go to a go to a runoff, and since we started early voting, so you don't have a lot of history to look back to see the patterns, and the patterns are pretty inconsistent. Sometimes increases in early vote turn out to be increases in election day voting too, and sometimes they don't. So you can't really go back and say just because we saw this in early voting, oh, it's sure to happen come election day.
We only have about four more hours of questions for you, but we don't have time for that. We'll talk to you later in the week. All right, Doctor?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Did you want to give us a go Tigers before we let you go?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to give us a go Tigers before we let you go?
Oh, definitely go Tigers.
There you go. Dr. Michael Henderson, Director of the Public Policy Research Lab, Manship School of Communications, School of Communications. When we come back, we'll talk about wrapping your pipes and keeping stuff from freezing. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.